In 2014, I quit my job as a CPA in Italy and I moved to the United States to improve my English. This is how my entrepreneurial journey started, and since then, I've been focusing on growing myself to grow my business. In this podcast, I just want to create a collection of all the lessons that I learned through my mistakes and the success that came from the wins, going through all the stories, the fan facts, and the anecdotes that I've been experiencing through this journey. My name is Cristina, and let's start collecting picture memories. The day I decided to work with a business coach, I interviewed several companies of business coaching with different coaches. And when I had the interview with my current coach, the one that I chose to work with, she said a couple of things. And one of them was the reason why I decided to work with her, with this company. And she said, "Your business can grow only as much as you can grow." And since that day, I became obsessed with personal growth. I was already passionate about it. But then since that day, I'm like, it's my mission. It's like, this is what I do every single day. But I have to tell you that recently, in the past couple of months, I really experienced the great opportunity I have to grow because of my business. So my business has become the vehicle that I can use to become a better person, to grow every single day, because I have to become the person that my business needs. Every year, at the beginning of the year, like I think it's the third year that I do it, we have our company meeting. And during the company meeting, we go over what we achieved for the past year, what are the goals for next year, and we go over what's working, what's not, what people need to change and how. And like in the past year, we had so many problems, like with the behavior of the employees and using the phone at work, like several stuff, but the level of frustration was really high. So I wanted to say, great job, guys. This is what we achieved. But now we need to stop this. And I wanted to say, I don't like you do this. And you like to do that. And you have to stop doing this because I don't want to be like the policeman. I don't want to be a kindergarten when I say you cannot do this. Like, we are all adults. You need to stop. Like, all this kind of stuff. And the day before the meeting, I had a meeting with my personal coach. Like, my dad always makes fun of me. Like, how many people do you need to help you over there? Like, I can't grow by myself. You need mirrors most of the time for you to understand where you're going. Like, you need directions, and it takes a village to become me. And I'm very proud of that. Like, I'm not ashamed at all. And so my personal coach goes, who's even a success coach related, something like that. So we also discuss business things. She said, okay, tell me how you're going to approach the company meeting, what you're planning to say, blah, blah, blah. So I tell her and she goes, okay, Cristina, no. I'm like, why no? And she goes, I understand the frustration. I understand everything. You're absolutely 100% right. But you cannot speak that way. And I'm like, so I don't even have the right to share and express my frustration? And she goes, no. Okay. And she goes, you can talk. You cannot talk like in a parent-child relationship. You cannot tell people what to do. Because otherwise, when you don't tell them what to do, they're not going to do anything. They are going to stop doing things because they're waiting. They're going to be waiting for you to say. I'm like, okay. And I was like, I wanted to explode, but I agreed with what she said. I was only trying to understand how I could change the way I wanted to speak for the meeting, because I really wanted to express the level of frustration. She goes, you can only influence people. You cannot force anyone to do anything unless they agree and unless they understand why things have to be in a certain way. You need to let them feel what you want them to do. And you're like, okay. So I'm very... I care a lot, let's say it this way. I care a lot about how my people in the store, like in the kitchen, greet our customers. Like, I want them not to use the phone in the store or in the kitchen, because I don't know if it happens to you before, but I'm sure it has, that you go in a store anywhere, you buy something, and you walk into the store and the person at the register or in the store, like, are texting or they're using the phone. What is your perception? Do you feel that they are there for you? Do you feel that their attention is for you, that they are there to help you? No. You're basically interrupting them in something better that they are doing. And this is not what I want to, I don't want that. Like, people can go shop anywhere. We need to give them a reason to come and shop with us. So I'm like, I did that. Instead of saying, you cannot use the phone, you need to put your phone away, I don't want to see the phone, I said, have you ever experienced when you walk in a store, how do you feel? Okay, so that was the way I needed to express my frustration. And so I had to change that. And I had to change many other things that I had to say. But she made me think in a different way. So I personally understood that my way of communicating things would have not been supportive of my goal. So I needed to become a different person. I need to learn their skill of communicating in a certain way, to make them feel in a certain way, say, so they could change the way they behave because they believe that is the right way to do it. And it was a huge shift for me. I don't yell at my employees all the time, even when they make mistake. When they, I stop talking if I'm frustrating. I don't yell. I let the emotion to pass by. And then in some way I can say, but to me, keep saying, don't use the phone, don't use the phone, don't use the phone. To me, it's common sense. Why should I always say, you know that you don't have to use it. We are adult enough to know it. So like, why should I say it again? But it's human nature to just take advantage until you can do it, unless somebody says something different. So you just need to reiterate and say, hey, please, like, I don't want customers to experience that we're not there for them. So please, can we put the phone away? So that was like a life-changing session for me, because I came out as a complete different person, and I started to do meetings with my employees in a complete different way. Like, they feel how much I care for them and how much we're working together to achieve the same goal. But this is why I'm, even every single day that now I'm having daily meetings with them, like for this week, I can see how much my business is giving me the opportunity to become a better person. Also because, you know, you learn the skill of like communicating in a certain way, expressing things in a certain way, make people feel in a certain way. But then how do you acquire a skill? By repetition. You have to do it a million of times. So you get used to it and it becomes part of you. So if you don't get the opportunity to try and to kind of rehearse and experience that, it would be a skill that would die. No, I had to try for the business meeting. And after 2 days, I had to do it with my business manager. And after my business manager, my kitchen manager, and then every single person in the kitchen, because for the first time, I'm going to do it with everybody. And then the managers are going to do it. But I can feel that I feel like more secure. I feel that I own the skill better. And then every time I can tweak something and the way I do things, also I have to do it in Spanish and in English because some of my employees don't speak a word of English. So I also need to practice my Spanish, need to like expand my vocabulary. So talking about opportunity to growth, I really suggest everybody to open your own business. You will never be able to grow as much as you could without a business. Like, just open your business. You need to learn so many things. First of all, you need to learn about everything. You need to learn accounting. You need to learn management skills. You need to learn leadership. You need to learn marketing. You need to learn like inventory management, like anything. Like, you basically need to know every single thing of your business. And then you're going to get starting delegating, or you don't do that anymore, but you need to still know what's going on. And then you have to like you have to evolve every time. Like every time you want to move forward with the business, you have to evolve first. Otherwise, it's never going to happen. And yes, you know, because you read books, you know, because you listen to podcasts and whatever, but then you get to do it and you see how powerful that is and how true that is. Like, like my friend Tony Robbins says, repetition is the mother of skills. As easy as that. Learn it and then just apply. So it becomes part of you and you get better and better and better. I mean, I've experienced it before. When I started to teach cooking classes, the first time that I thought that I taught a cooking class, I was throwing up in the bathroom before the class because my anxiety was through the roof. I didn't feel I could teach anything. And now when I have to teach, I'm like, I walk in the kitchen, I don't even know what I have to teach. And I'm like, okay, fine, I'll go. Like, I own it. Like, I taught for 6 or 7 years now. I don't know how many classes I taught. Like, I don't know, let's say I taught like 2,000 classes. And now you own the skill. Like, you don't have to practice. You can get better if you want, but it's part of you. And it's for everything. And truly, I'm so grateful that I have my business to practice this and I can decide whatever skill I want to learn and then I get to apply and repeat it and repeat it and repeat it and repeat it until I become a master at it. So it's very, very fascinating. I wasn't happy about having my business at the beginning. I hate it for a long time because the plan was not to be, it wasn't supposed to be this way. And then I started to love it more daily for different reasons. Like since COVID, it was like a love, like a growing love up to now that is like, oh my God, like this is the biggest gift I have ever received in my life. This is my life opportunity and I'm never going to stop using it like and take advantage of it in a good way. Like it's great. So if you really want to learn, if you really want to grow, not learn, if you really want to grow, start a business. This is my suggestion for today. Hey, podcast family. If you're more of a visual learner or just love watching someone talk with their hands as much as I do, you've got to check out this episode on YouTube. I didn't realize how much I move my hands while talking until I would watch the video myself. As a true Italian, I'm practically a human marionette. So don't miss out half of my passionate speech. Subscribe to our Healthy Italia YouTube channel that you can find below and never miss my hands talking ever again. I'll see you there.